Log Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad with our show, Message of Concern. Alhamdulillah. We have just a few changes. I better open the show and open up our mics so we can make comments and everything. I'm just leaving a funeral. My aunt died just a week or two ago, so we're just now burying her and turning her. So, alhamdulillah. Hold on. Let me open up in prayer. The music you hear right now, we're in a limousine, and let me ask the lady. Can you turn that music down a little bit? Just a little bit. So all the mics are on, and we have to do what we got to do sometime. We're coming home, but I didn't want the show just to not be on 100. If you want to make a comment, go ahead and press one on your phone and make a comment. Alhamdulillah, and we'll be stopping in a few minutes, and we could do a little better. But bear with us right now. Alhamdulillah. Somebody want to comment? Press one on your phone and go for it. I'll pray for you. Press one on your phone. Yes, this is the message of concern, and in the morning time we have a show. We open up with the emphasis on the Sister Claire Muhammad School. I think what we'll try to do is open up and talk about the efforts that we have with Sister Claire Muhammad Schools for about a half hour, and then we'll transfer over to the reparations and talk about reparations. Alhamdulillah. I've been really discovering some really great information about Juneteenth and the reparation movement. And all I can say is keep heart, keep the faith. You know what I mean? We are deserving of compensation. We are deserving of justice, fair play. We are deserving of restitution. You know, because of our, not only slavery, but from the worst treatment during Jim Crow years. Alhamdulillah. So, all praises be to Allah. So, I'm really excited. Like I did this morning, let me read something to you. But what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, let's see, how can I get to it? Oh, praise be to Allah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I can. No, I can. Okay. All right. Praise be to Allah. 323-834. Go ahead. Who is this, brother? State your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Go ahead. 323-834. Go to the shot. Go ahead. Okay, are you on mute? So, Rashad, are you on mute? Take yourself off mute. Assalamu alaikum. So, Rashad, can you hear me? All right. Yeah, so, alhamdulillah, I see a hand raised, 323-834, and alhamdulillah, turn my sound on, so, yes, the reparations, the history, you know, we have to pass along the history and encourage people to start reading and start looking at videos and interviews and learn our history, the history. You know, that is the key. The key to the reparations is knowing our history and spreading it and talking to people about our history and our plight, and to keep faith, you know. All praise be to Allah, you know, praise be to Allah. Kelly House, what a beautiful, beautiful story, you know. There was a sister in 1897 named Kelly House, and she went about getting information about the freed slaves. About the time in 1897, it was about 1.9 million ex-slaves, people who had been enslaved in the United States. And they were poor and destitute, and a lot of them were very sick. And she went about gaining information about them. 300,000. Story is about 300,000 of them, and she went about trying to petition the Congress to give these people pensions. They gave Civil War soldiers pensions, and the state governments, and even in the Confederacy, they gave the state government. The state government gave the Confederate pensions. You know, if you served in the war, if you were injured, or you were destitute, you know, but nobody gave the formerly enslaved people anything. But Kelly House went about getting information on them. 300,000 out of 1.9 million, 300,000, and you know, so the government would not give them this type of picture. So she organized and she encouraged and she taught about self-help and mutual benefit. In other words, you know, how to help each other and do for self. So when, hold on a second. Beg your pardon? Yeah, well, I know. Okay, please. Okay, give me a moment here.
Okay, your mics are on. So if somebody else wants to comment while I take care of a little business, let me take care of a little business, and you can comment. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we need to get that. We need to get that stuff out strong. Vaccine. You know that food. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. If you could hear me, press 1 on your phone. If you could hear me, press 1 on your phone. And I'll see your hand. If you could hear me. Okay, let me see. Oh, praise be to Allah. Okay, this is Amin Muhammad. Yeah, we had to bury my auntie. She's 95 years old, so we had to bury her, inshallah, and she was buried alongside her husband over here in Long Beach. What was the name of that funeral cemetery? But it was in Long Beach, California. Yeah, Dorothy Mae Reese. She, you know, like I said, I had a mama. But she was my second mama. She was my mother's sister in April, inshallah. When they came out here from Texas, those was the ladies, those were the girls who took care of me while my mother was working at the fish cannery in San Pedro, California, and around. Young girls, 18, 19, 20 years old, out of Texas. And so we buried Dorothy Mae Reese. My auntie, 95 years old. All praise be to Allah. May Allah forgive her sins and get her into paradise. You know, she really have touched my life and showed me love. You know, and so we buried her today. And alhamdulillah, from Allah we come and to Allah we return. You know, all praise be to Allah. So, if you want to say something, these mics, I'm going to open up your mics. If you want to say something, I'm going to open up your mics and you could just, and you could let me pull over because the bus is honking at me from behind because I'm trying to do something, texting here on my phone. I'm going to open up your mics because I see a few hands. And if you want to say something, go ahead. All right. Praise be to Allah. I'm be like, yeah, go ahead.
Brother Akbar, assalamu alaikum. I see your brother.
Akbar. Yes, sir.
All right, other people had their hands up first, so I'll hold on.
Yeah. If you want to say something, go ahead. I'll pray you to Allah.
No, I wait. I say, let's keep paying the hands first, and I just wait till they.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I think Brother Shuja is working on his car, working on something. Brother Shuja usually comes in. Oh, are you there, Brother Shuja?
No, he's not. He's still. No. No, he's working on his. He's still getting this where he at. He said he should be finished soon, but that's where he's
okay.
At. Getting his car fixed.
Yeah, this is Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Muhammad Sharif.
Yes, sir. I can say, may Allah forgive her and grant her the paradise.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Make it easy on the family. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so someone else can go ahead and say something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like my second mama, second mother. Yeah. She was with me through thick and thin, but I was, you know, in the grave before I met the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and before I met the Muslims and Islam and everything. You know, she was with me. That's an unconditional mother's love, you know, unconditional mother's love. And I'm forever thankful for that. And Allah sent her to my life and to enrich my life and the memories. Allahu Akbar. So, Allahu Akbar. Yeah. So we're still plugging away. We got started a little bit late, but all praise be to Allah. We got to do what we got to do. Got to stay in this struggle, you know. Praise be to reparations. I was telling y'all about Cali House in 1897. This sister went about gathering information about the ex-slaves, the newly freed slaves. So in 1897, they had been freed for about 30 years. And she was trying to get pensions for them because they were getting sick and they were getting old. At the end of the Civil War, it was about 4 million formerly enslaved people, about 4 million. So by 1897, it was only about 1.9 million. So half of them had died off, and she was trying to get pensions. She was going to the Congress. And so the Congress and everything was not responding to her, so she taught them to do for self and also to do a mutual benefit thing. And according to Mary Frances Berry, if you look up Mary Frances Berry, she was over the Civil Rights Commission from 1980 to 2004. So for 24 years, she was over the United States of America Civil Rights Commission. So she was privy to a whole lot of information, everything. So according to Mary Frances Berry, who learned about Cali House, she was one of the first persons, not absolute one, because there was another sister too who was enslaved, and she petitioned the government for her freedom and also to get a pension maybe about 100 years before that, sometime in 17-something. I'm going to get her name. And I was reading her about her too, but Cali House has a tremendous story that needs to be a movie. It needs to be a movie about Ida B. Wells too, who was the anti-lynching sister. The sister, she used to go and make speeches and everything, and she used to be nursing her baby, making speeches about how these people was lynching these African-American men, these men and everything, how something should be done. This is Ida B. Wells, Ida B. Wells. You know what I mean? Tremendous true stories of heroism, you know what I mean? These people are heroes. Allah sent them. So we need to venerate them and lift them up. Allah sent them to us, you know, and their stories, stories of heroism and faith. You know what I mean? And Ida B. Wells, she was a crusader trying to stop these people from lynching, you know, and beating up and killing African-Americans, men and women, men and children, you know. So that's Ida B. Wells. But Cali House is one of the ones who organized by, they say, 300. In fact, that's why I got to go pick up my book. I ordered the book. I was getting ready to come out here and set up and do some selling right now, you know, until the sun go down. In fact, I still might do it and go over there and get my book a little later. I'll go get my book. It's over at USC. I ordered that book, her book,
about her life, about Kelly House's life. And, yeah, let me set up a little bit and make a little money because I've been dealing with my aunt, Dorothy Mae Reese, Dorothy Mae. And, but Kelly, that story with Kelly House, she organized about 300,000, you know, asking the government to give these brothers and sisters a pension. They had given the soldiers pension, and the state government of the Confederacy, the state Confederacy was giving they soldiers pension. Not the U.S. government, not the national government, but the state government was given, like Alabama, Mississippi, they would give pensions to the soldiers, the Confederate soldiers who was fighting against the government, fighting to keep slavery.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Well, praise be to Allah. Okay, yeah. That was the interference. I think it was coming from 914. From a brother. Okay. Okay, this is 404-914. Okay, I'm going to open up the mic. Okay. Praise be to Allah. Okay, yeah, Kelly House, beautiful story. And so she went about, Kelly House went about organizing these ex-slaves to get pensions, but they wouldn't give them pensions. So she organized them into a self-help group and a mutual benefit group, you know. And then so her movement got so strong and everything, and the government at the time said, we ain't giving them no any type of pensions. We're not giving them any type of pensions. So they may cause us trouble. They may start rioting and cause us trouble and everything. So they start investigating. Three government agencies start investigating her and finally put her in jail. And I'm right at that moment right now. So I got to read more into her story because Mary Frances Berry didn't go on and really give us the complete story of her life. But I know, hey, it was a great life. So anybody wanna? Okay, I see a couple of hands up. I'm gonna open your mics where these hands are up, and you know you could
Alhamdulillah. You could, hey, how you doing? Good. Okay, you can comment whatever you want to say. Alhamdulillah. Sorry, but.
We know we need reparations. We know we need money, period, for recovering some of the things that we have lost because of not having no money. And it would be welcome. And we're going to see.
The opportunity for
concern. I know divine judgment is on America. America is in trouble. So whatever she do from here out, it depends on what you want to do, you know. When you've been warned so many years, so many times, and you don't heed the warning, then we can see what Allah said. He's going to show people. And I hope they change that. So I'm going to let somebody else talk. I know somebody else got something to say. I'm going to turn it over whoever wants to say something next. As-salamu alaykum. Somebody else want to say something? Brother Muhammad Sharif or Sister Sister Quran?
Yeah, as-salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know what, I said to myself, why don't we talk about all the things that, so our children could know, so they could see the future, because if talk about the things that we invented, we discover, we made, we need to let them know that part so they could see, they could have a vision. You know, that was saying that if our children don't have a vision or either imagination, I know there's something wrong. They're not going to go too far. So our children need to know that. They don't know who made the ironing board and did the iron and the stoplight. You know, at one time they had that doing, but when they found out, I guess when the school found out all the things we invented, because I didn't know about the stoplight, and iron, I didn't know about that, you know, the little small things like that. I didn't know that. But when our children, when they brought that and told us that, I said, wow. I said, I did not know that. And so when the children know that, then, they start tearing that computer up. So I'm telling you, our children need to know that. We need to start talking about the things that they already know. They slaves or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, Josiah said that never happened. He said that never happened. And I couldn't say nothing because that was 400 years ago. We had a life for 400 years, and they had a life for 400 years. They don't even know who they are. They don't know they are either. They be calling us that N-word, but how they say that, it take one to know one. So that means that there was one way before we were. Alhamdulillah, but I said that's all I'm saying. You could say that too, but then sometimes come in and say, well, you know, we did this, and you know, we did that, and what we doing now? We still doing a whole lot. They ain't talk about the brother that what it happened? What, they had something down here, and he went, oh, the one that, and they made a movie out of it and put the white boy on it, the one that did when the Capitol in New York, when the Twin Tower fell, they put with that boy Nicolas Cage. Ain't that something? Here in this day and time, knowing it was an African American brother, and you know what he said? Because he must have got paid, because it don't make no difference. That's what he said. I said, wow, but it does make a difference. But he got paid. You know, he probably gave him $1 million something. I don't know. But anyway, but that's and that's what I wanted to say, that I like to know, because I didn't know that we invented and discovered all those things. And then they need to tell, like I heard Sister Daya was saying that, and I read up on it, and it was true. The Moors was here way before, the Moors was already here. in Louisiana. That's why right now, if you are more, you don't have to pay the light bill and the gas bill because this is territorial country, and if you own it, you don't have to pay no utilities. You don't have to pay anything. This is your land. And what you have to do, if you committed a crime, then they don't put you in jail. They have to send you overseas if you become a Moor. Yeah. I know the guy, he gave me the contract and everything. I still got it somewhere, you know. He was telling me about it, asking me did I want to, I forgot what it was, but what they call it, if I wanted to sign up for it. Alhamdulillah. And that's all I say is just, I like to hear that all the things that we did, because I didn't know that we that did all those things.
Well, those things didn't get out. Or they wouldn't allow them things to get out because they were too busy pushing that image. That image is what delayed on stepping up to themselves. If you think somebody closer to God than you, then you only thing you can do is pray. And then if you can match that person in image in the God by changing your color or your feature, your hair, your nose, then you to that person, he done made a great change in their life. With no matter what somebody brighten or what somebody do by their hair or nose, these people want servants, and they don't care about what you look like or what you are. They don't care about that. Their job is have servants because they see you as something that God has given them to miss you. This is the attitude. God has given them to you, and you in their land, and you on their land, and you owe them, you shouldn't talk back to them. You shouldn't complain. You should let them do whatever they want to, because they are in the family of God. This is what they get their juice from, their mentality. Get it from that lie about Jesus. And right now they promote that lie on just about every major expressway. They got a big sign up saying trust and get a message of Jesus back to the people. So they ain't not going to give up. They not going to lay down. They know they wrong, but they don't care. And so long as that image is up in the world as God, you can look like Marilyn Monroe, or you can look like Bobby Kennedy. But if your skin, they say your skin got a little darkness in it, then you're not one of them. And you supposed to obey and do as they said. This is their mentality. Huh? But Allah said he would never change their condition until we change. Change what's our heart about each other. Our problem that we give them people money to hold on to that attitude. We pay them. We support them. And whatever they're selling or making, we buy from them before we buy for ourselves. So why should they change? They got the power. They got all the businesses. They got people in government, like the judges are there to hold you down. You got all the judges, look like most of them look like them, to hold you down. Then they got the one that look like you, got them there to hold you down too. So till we change the culture or change the mentality of this world, this problem gonna exist. These people not gonna teach your child about they made this or made that. They saying that we stole it. They said we ain't made nothing. That's the lie that they put out, that we ain't made nothing. And to get that away from our children, they said scroll all the books that speak what the African American done. They no different than the Hitler. Hitler did scroll all the books that can help people keep their course, keep their identity, or make their identity strong. Burn them up. The very thing Hitler did. They burned up every book that the Jews had. They stole the painting. Now they kept the painting. But everything else, they burned them up. They burned the religious books up. And so they say our religion is fake because they the only genuine religion. Even their religion got all the lies in it, got making all the problems. Now, if I was evil, if I was evil, if I was like they want to paint you, don't you know I would kidnap them or I'd be kidnapping them? I'll be robbing their souls and breaking in the house, killing everybody in there. But they know they got to tell a lie on you to keep you, keep us off balance. We the terrorists, we this, we that. Because they got the media. And we may have spoke about how Satan controlled the media, how Satan said, catch your bread on the water. And when they catch the bread on the water, the stone in the water, it's the wave go out. And when they seen all that and studied that, they said, we got to get control of the media. And that is what they got control of. And that media is in all our, most all our homes. If it ain't the media from the radio, the media from the TV, or something that they got in your house, coming in your house, making you love them. They got these cowboy pictures. They got Superman, all these pictures coming into our home. E.T., E.T., all these things coming through our home, making us love them. And we should love each other because we come from Adam. We all are the children of Adam. And they the ones don't honor that. And we should let them know we all children. And why is they so hateful? We had to point to why are they so evil? Why is they the real, real McCoy, if you want to call somebody a nigger. Webster said a nigger is anybody dirty, low down the fire. If that's true, then the Caucasian people are the number one niggas of this, master niggas of this world. Because what they have did to us, over 100 million of us, was destroyed and terminated by them. You can't say they ain't a master nigga, master deceiver, master evil, master of all the evil of this world. So they need help. They are sick people. They are sick with that idea about they're better than you. Pharaoh was sick with it, and now these people got the same germ that Pharaoh got. And who is the doctor? We are the doctors. We are the doctors who can help them get cured, get back from that vampire mentality, that blood-sucking vampire. We can help them, but we got to be firm, we got to be real with ourselves, and we got to make sure that when we got people talking about our people, They our people. Walt Rickham was working right there with Dr. King, but he was stabbing Dr. King in the back. Everything Dr. King was doing, he was reporting it back to the FBI. Same way they did Malcolm and everybody else. All we have somebody among those people that will try to show them, make like they love you and working for the people, and they were there to keep the people down. So that's been our problem, to try to let people put that love thing, talking about love everybody, try to make us feel bad when we don't say we love everybody. And we should be, they should be saying, they're like we saying, we love everybody that Allah loves. Allah do not love a corrupt-minded person. He don't love them because they don't love Allah. So That's the problem. Yeah, you got to get a building. You got to get a place where you can put your children in, and it got to be financed by us. Them people are not going to find it because until they come into the reality, they've been tricked. They're not going to join up and call us all us equal. They ain't ready for that yet. So we got to show them that we can do live and prosper without them. Or they want to join us, we can prosper with them, but we all got to be in a mind that we submit our will to do the will of God. If we are not that in that mind, bringing us all together, one go that if that superiority gonna jump up. If it don't jump up in them, gonna jump up in one of us. So we got to destroy that with the help of Allah. Allah is with those who want to destroy that kind of mentality. So that's all I want to say. I'll turn it back over to somebody else. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
You know, right now, other than my faith in Allah and my faith in the book and in the prophet and the prophets of Allah, there's nothing more important to me except reparations, because reparations represent justice. Justice. Allah says stand up for justice. You know, Allah first and then justice. Justice with the reparations. You know, alhamdulillah. Let me explain. Well, and we got to study. We got to study Garrity and we got to study Claude Anderson and listen to them and understand what they're saying, because they got Shaitan by the forelock, the lion sinful forelock. You know, they got it. What they're doing is they ain't so much calculating from 1619 to 1860. They're not really calculating like that. They're calculating from the time that the government promised our people 40 acres, a land grant, 40 acres. From that time to now, it's representing of like maybe four, let me see, what's the figure? But it's the millions of acres that they actually owe us. The present value of all that acreage, it comes into the trillions of dollars, right? Understand. It comes into the trillions of dollars. The income disparity, not the income disparity, the wealth disparity. The wealth, they say that for African Americans, we have a net, okay, I hear somebody, put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute, please. For every dollar the Caucasian got, we got 10 cents. 10 cents on the dollar. Could you hold on 1 second, please? I'll praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Okay, can you hear me? Alhamdulillah.
Well,
what they have us doing is calculating the income gap. For every dollar in wealth that the Caucasian family have, we have 10 cents. How that breaks down into dollars, our average wealth is around $17,000. That's the net wealth. In other words, how much we have, we own, against how much we owe. And our net wealth is around $17,000. The Caucasians is somewhere around $176,000. So the people are saying, well, look, y'all didn't give us anything to work with. You didn't give us anything. You promised us 40 acres and you never did deliver on that. But they gave these Caucasians 160 acre land grant. And they have been able to take that acreage, do something with it, hand it down to their children, and their children do something with it or expand it or whatever, and then they hand it down to their children. You see what I mean? And this is why we have this income disparity now. The black, the they call it the African-American Caucasian wealth gap, the wealth gap. This is what they have because they didn't give us anything to, as far as our wealth is concerned. So this is how our scholars are putting this argument over to the people. You see what I mean? And they can't escape. They can't escape, you know. And all crazy. This is what we got to know. This is what we got to study. We got to study Derrity. We got to listen. And we got to read, you know. And we got to know our history. We got to know where we stand. You know, we want justice. And our justice is going to come to us to the extent that we know what we're talking about. What we're talking about. And we spread the word. You see what I mean? Reparations is the most important thing, except for Allah and his prophets and our religion and our family. Reparations is where it's at. We need to study, and we need to know how to present this argument to people, you know, because these people owe us. We got our people on the street, sleeping on the street, dying on the street. A lot of these brothers and sisters are mentally ill. You know what I mean? And as far as working, and we need to teach them that God is a God of justice, and he wants to get our fair share of this wealth that the people owe us. They owe us. You see what I mean? And this is what's going to heal. This is what's going to heal a lot of these mentally ill brothers and sisters. All praise be to Allah. Okay, I hear somebody. Okay, your phone is on. Your phone is on. Alhamdulillah, you know. So this is what we need to do. This is most important for me. This is what I'm going to dedicate my life to right now. Allah and his prophet, his holy Quran, and our share of this dunya that is owed to us, not only just owed to us, but I'm going to work hard to get our share, work, self-help, over, help myself, and reparations, you know, in the memory of our ancestors. All right, assalamu alaikum. Somebody else want to say something?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Law Akbar.
Okay, all right. 706. Assalamu alaikum. Is your phone on mute? 706? 627? Is your phone on mute?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Yeah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. Udu billahi min shaitan irajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu wa la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. And we thank Allah much for giving us permission to be here on this message of concerns. And, you know, and I thank Allah every day that whether we want to or not, he is making it clearer and clearer and clearer for us what the problem is and what the message really is. And we know the message is really to the one who delivers the message. He or she hears the message first and must figure out what the message means their own self as they are working to share it with others. I like what you said a few minutes ago about we have people on the street. First, I looked at the English. I said, yeah, that's right. We have them on there. Why do we have them on there? Because those are our relatives. Those are our people. And a lot of them are so desperate because of the confusion they have been raised up from home, in the community, outside the community, on the other side of the community, because those of us who are responsible for the work of making things possible so that they'll be fully aware that there's only one God and Muhammad is the messenger, we are still perfecting that. I'm going to be kind of kind with it. We're still perfecting it. After all these years, 1,440-something years, and we still... You know, we're working on it, you know, and we're so happy with the progress. But we're not looking at the collateral damage that we are leaving behind, like those homeless people in the street that you're talking about. Many of them ain't even been to church. Many of them they have never even had time to worry about this lie that God had a son and he died for their sin. And they're walking the street with no shoes, same clothes been on them for about a week, underclothing smelling like urine and defecation. You know, they can't even go get a shower nowhere, not even from their people. You know, it would be nice if every day that we had the type of consciousness to where we maybe went out and invited a homeless person or some person to a shower somewhere, either paid for it or took them to the local gym or try to encourage them. I mean, when I say take them, I mean encourage them, invite them, at least invite them to it, to a meal. Not that they wouldn't have to beg. We should be right there with all the resources that Allah SWT has given us to show that we care. And they don't have to be anything except be yourself, be clean, and think about the communication that their creators have with them, which they are fully aware of. When they can get themselves to have time, they're not worrying about eating, they're worrying about this, they're worrying about the lies. They got so much stuff going through their mind that they are lost, like Allah says in Surah Asr. Mankind is lost. You know, And the workers who were responsible for creating the environment to give them an opportunity, fine long enough so that they can think about what the angels are telling them. We know the angels ain't going to do nothing but tell them about what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, or tell them how law can help them. If they can ever just have a moment of peace. But we can't get them peace if we're always out in the street working somewhere. That's like a brother or a sister that got a job and they work 16, 17 hours a day. Yeah, it might look good to someone who don't comprehend that person is spending all their life working. And the few hours or the few dollars that they spend on why they're working is not helping anything because they're not there. Like that brother said, the house is not a home if there's no one there, you know. But those people in the street now, remember, because we've been many of them. I know when I go home and I talk to the homeless when I get an opportunity, I know that a lot of them are fully aware of what's going on, but they have been so distracted of being homeless. They've been homeless as long as they've been in America. They've been homeless, you know. And a few homes where they know that people of their like-kindness, regardless of what level that might be in, treat them worse than the people who are really taking advantage of them. Because we know what they feel. And we walk right on past them. Don't invite them to the soap. Don't give them the thing. So these are the things that those of us who are the workers, we had to come together and do a bigger job while we do the little job of individuality, charity. We got to come together and do the bigger job. Don't you know all these empty rec centers and all these different places where the homeless could get shelters and everything if they had someone who was responsible for them, went to the city and said, I will monitor them so they won't do anything with your prejudice and discriminatory mentality. But you got a gym over here where these people can get a shower every day, if nothing else. Burger King and all these different places out there, don't you know they throw away food every night? And they are obligated to give some food away. If somebody will come and get it or facilitate the food that they get, like we see some of the other places, but they're doing it for a profit. Salvation Army and all these different funny names. They're doing it for to get the grant money. And they're charging more prices at the Goodwill store for clothes than they do at the regular store. This is why the truth must be told and expose the darkness that is around everybody. But if they got us talking in the dark, got us used to walking and eating and sleeping in the dark, especially as we done got up after 1996 when Imam Muhammad, by Allah's permission, turned the light on. We done turned it off. When we really just deal with right now, and think about what we are doing right now, how we think right now, how we do things right now. Been so imbalanced worrying about the past and going to what extreme the future, praying for something, not praying for you, hoping for something will happen. Be for real for a minute and get your balance like Ibn Hammam told us. Get your balance. And then turn to the Qibla and walk at a pace where you won't lose your balance. You won't trip and slip and all like that. I like what you said, because that is the truth. Those poor people out there in the street, walking the street, won't anybody bring them a cup of water unless they're getting something for it. But that's where we come in, the service of Allah. We know what freedom, taking care of the orphan, taking care of the wayfarer, the homeless. Get them in a state of wudu by reinducing them to water if they want it. And then when the help of the city, the county come in, at least they got people who they can put this charity to their hands. Look how much is stolen every year from charity by these so-called. Do you know that the United Way, the Red Cross, that their billion, almost half a $1 billion budget goes to the racist high echelon, maybe a few Chinese here, a few blacks there, a few Japanese there, salaries. Take the American Red Cross. The CEO of American Red Cross makes almost $400,000 a year. And pick and choose who makes that $350,000, who makes that $300,000, who makes that $200,000. Who makes that? And you can imagine when it get down to the 895R level, that's us. Below minimum wage people that come from the United States government that was given to the American Red Cross, United Way, Salvation Army money, you know, and they got us wanting to do the same trick. There's many of our brothers and sisters in jail fooling around with grant money, but got the mentality of the devil and thought they could steal some of that money. I knew a lady in Hinesville, Georgia, was one of the wonderful sisters you ever want to meet. The tax, been charging tax assessor for the whole city, stealing money. Oh, she's seen the Caucasian people stealing money. And they told on her. And this happens all the time around the United States. This is what happens when you live in an integrated society that really doesn't know or doesn't believe in God. What happens to them? Because of how much good they do. Look how much good America has done and all it has produced is people wanting to change their identity. Wasted all this court money. Got our 14-year-old children going to school demanding that they be recognized as a girl and they a boy. Where's all the good that they're doing? Is that the good from the shaitan or is that the good from Allah? Why is the good that they get is killing them because they're righteous? Is that righteous? Money is only good when it's spent in the cause of Allah for those who need it, the orphan, the wayfarer, the mentally ill, the handicapped. And then what's left after that is people who are willing to go into business, like we say all the time, and they're willing to share their beginning profits by providing jobs. They open up a little business, and even though they ain't even making any money yet, but they got no sense of, well, I need at least two people to help me work. And inshallah, Allah will protect me and guide me for at least 100 days, 125 days, almost 6 months, then I'll be able to pay all three of us. You had to put that faith in Allah.
You can we can't do it on our own. We have to give sincere prayer that Allah will help us and give us the guidance into the unknown so that we can believe in it. I'm gonna open up this business here and I do blah blah blah, but I got enough to get the concrete foundation to get it started. I'm not gonna hope I make it. I'm gonna pray to Allah, please, oh Allah, help me. And Allah make my intentions that as I grow in this, I will produce jobs. And when I get enough money, even if I had to do it myself, I'm going to establish Zakat, a system to help me with this charity. And get others to contribute to it for the sake of helping those who are less fortunate. It ain't that hard. It's just confusing when we listen to the shaitan. He put the smoke all in it, and you just can't see your way around. Come on. Without a doubt, like it tells you. Right after the first surah, it tells you, in this book there is no doubt. And we already got the pillars. Allah making it easy. He said, I ain't asked you to do nothing but five pillars. Six articles of faith. And then you're ready to follow the uswa of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on how to apply it. Without a doubt. And you have the faith and the strength of Ibrahim, my friend, in the translation. Allah says, this human being is his friend. What a level of understanding that human being has. To where the Creator, who has nothing, one nothing, probably don't have to do, has let him know that I'm your friend. I created you and you obey me, so I will let you know you are my friend. And that's our Father, the friend of Allah, the friend of the Creator. So look at what our children are supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be friends. Ever since Allah answered Ibrahim's dua, we are supposed to be raising our children to be a friend of Almighty God Allah, the creator of all the world, which makes us very charitable, and everything he created is safe in our hands. The water, the air, the animals, the homeless, our relatives, and then even most of all, ourselves. We're a friend to our own self. Ain't that good to look in the mirror and you see that you are more of a friend to your soul than you are an enemy to it, of the things that you do. The way that you think is an enemy to you. Your emotions are an enemy to your soul. Make it difficult for your body to live as long as Allah intended for it to live. Disease it. We put disease in it, et cetera, et cetera. But ever since Ibrahim, we have supposed to be raising our children to be a friend to the truth. Love it. Live it. Never practice it. Because when we start practicing, we don't know if we're going to win or lose because we done lost our focus. Everybody wants to be a winner. But you have to put in the work. In closing, don't you know it's a wonderful thing what Imam Muhammad said, in ye my workers is what he says Allah tells us. Because, see, the workers know what work is. The mathematician, the science, they don't know because they don't do that. It's the common man and woman who are the workers. But we can invite those who are in other blessings of Allah. Show them how to work with what they got, with their knowledge. How to use their knowledge of the Quran to make it easy for all of us to work together to build this model example. Make the mathematician able to be accurate in addition, subtraction, and multiply to make it easy. But this is only for the believers. You can't get somebody who don't believe want to be right. You can make them selfish, but you can't make them right. And the more you try to make them right, the more selfish they get. And they'll take advantage of you. Say that you are so right, brother, when you said that. But those people in the street, they need love, peace, justice, and equality until they get their minds back together. We are the counselors. We are the comforters. And we have the ability and Allah's permission and protection to bring every human being who wants to be into the whole truth. And then they'll be able to stand up on their own like Imam Muhammad encouraged. He said, make sure everybody has the opportunity to know the truth. All that knowledge. We know everything that somebody needs to know about our creation, about how we die, where we're going to go after we die, what we're going to do this, how we do that, cancer, leukemia, you name it. We already know it. To where we can produce pure children of faith, pure children of work. We all have that ability, like Imam says, the human potential. Just want to say that. And Allah's peace and blessings be on us. And we pray Allah will help us to hurry up and get together during this hijra from what is wrong to get where we are to where it's right. And we're going to Allah's house. As-salamu alaykum. Back to you, Brother Ibn.
As-salamu alaykum.
Welcome back to the house. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey.
Somebody else want to weigh in? We've got about another 3-5 minutes. Somebody else want to weigh in?
Well, I like to say this.
Yes, sir.
I said that we all are one people. When we started saying them and they, separating everybody, I know that we didn't do this. They did it, and they did it for economic reasons. Supposed to be all one human being, and from the Adam family, all of us. But since that's not the case, we start middle. We say our people. You got people that look just like us. The Caucasian man say he want to hang a bunch of us. You got a bunch of us, go get the rope. Because we hate ourselves through that image. That's why we hate ourselves. We wish we were somebody else. We wish we were somebody else, this problem will always be there, racism. And until we see out the value in ourselves, and that value shown with reparation, yeah. But also it shows that we get reparation. What we gonna do with the money? We're gonna get back to the same people that caused this problem. Then the problem is gonna keep going on and going on. We must learn how to love one another. And once we love one another, and I'm talking about any human being who understand the word love, because a lot of people throw that word around, and like you throw the word out, people. Reason we're in the condition that we're in, or something like that, because people that look like us refuse to work together, refuse to come together and make a change in this world. If you refuse to spend money with people look like them, huh? You can't get all the millionaires or billionaires up there in the main actors and stuff, football players. They come back and spend no money in our neighborhood, in the neighborhood we call ours. They won't do it. So we're sending our children to school and telling them to love everybody. To keep yourself clean, be nice to everybody, And most of them are nice to everybody except people that look like themselves. They have a hard time. You can see it in the movies. There'll be five Caucasians and a couple of brothers, and the brothers be going at each other. So they the cause of that. But they're not going to fix it. We have to fix it ourselves. And we this Box Talk radio station is Mr. Concern is on the way to try to fix some of these mental problems that we have. Because this is a mental problem when we can't see the love, see the care for each other. That's a mental problem. And like they said, people said they love Jesus, but don't love the Bible said. They said they love God, but who they ain't never seen. And how can they say that and they see each other every day and don't have no love for each other? So that's not no reality. So we thank Allah for this Box Talk radio station and hope that we'll be able to clear this matter up and not we got to include all people, especially our people, not just Muslim, a Christian, a Jew. Allah says, whether you be a Christian, Jew, or Muslim, your reward is with God. But to turn away from people and think you're better than you know, different than Pharaoh. Okay, well, I'll turn it over to you, Brother Hamid.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So it's people, it's a lady out here named Rosie Milligan, and she's a business lady, and she gives a writer's convention each year. It's called Black Writers on Tour. And she is really a great business lady and a great spirit. She is organizing people to come together and plan what we're going to do when we get reparations, what we're going to do with the money, planning, what we're going to do, talking about it, thinking about it when we get reparations. So that's Faith. She's a good sister. Rosie Milligan. Look her up. Google it. Rosie Milligan. So, all right. So, all praise be to Allah. This is the message of concern, and our number one mission is to remove that Caucasian that lies from our lives, from our spirit, from our soul. Get that out, because God never did sanction anything as crazy as that. You know, God is a man, and the Caucasian God is a Caucasian man. So, as long as we fighting that, we are on the right path. All praise be to Allah. So also, reparations represent justice in Allah. That's what we need to do. We need to study our Holy Quran tonight, and whenever, look up in the index where it says justice and start reading where Allah talks about justice. And let's memorize some surahs dealing with justice, because this is really justice. We need to get our share, our compensation. We need to be paid back for what we went through. We did a job. We want to get paid. So the question is, are we afraid to ask for what is our due? Are we afraid to ask the white man or the Caucasian man, the government, not the white people, but the government? They organize together as a government. Are we afraid to ask for our due? So can somebody open and take us out in prayer? And until tomorrow at 4 or tomorrow at 5 o'clock our time, which is 8 o'clock Eastern time, we're coming on talking about Sister Claire Muhammad's school, the need to build Sister Claire Muhammad STEM schools and not masjid. We need to keep our focus on education for our babies, for those children, you know, and keep them out of them public schools and ruining their life, and they end up in penitentiary somewhere. So we need to keep on building on the strategy to create Claire Muhammad STEM schools and Claire Muhammad schools, alhamdulillah. So can somebody pray, and until tomorrow, may all of us be safe and our families be safe and our nation, may it be safe. Okay.
I shall make them Akbar is going to close out, he said, but I would like to get a clarification. You just said tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, We're going to talk about is it the same time we're coming on now? Are you going to discuss the STEM school and the restoration? Because if it is here, it's a 7 o'clock our time and 4 o'clock your time, right?
No, I'm saying nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Okay.
We have a morning program now. We have a morning program dealing with Sister Claire Muhammad's STEM school. Bill, Sister Claire, I sent out a whole lot of texts, you know, and I'm sorry if I didn't send you one just to explain the new time and everything, just the time we're going to talk about Sister Claire Muhammad's STEM school, the need to build Sister Claire Muhammad's STEM school and not mess it, like Imam W.D. Muhammad told us to do. Then after we talk about that for about a half hour, maybe an hour, but a half hour, then we're going to talk about reparations in the morning, in the morning. But nothing has changed. Well, 5 o'clock my time, but back east right. It's 8 o'clock. Yeah, right. 8 o'clock back east, but 5 o'clock my time, and it's okay. 7 o'clock central time and 8 o'clock eastern time. So those who can listen, those who can participate do, you know, and alhamdulillah. So it's just education. What we're trying to do is educate ourselves as to the reparations that is due us in the name of justice, in the name of Allah's sacred justice, you know. So that's the thing.
Okay,
but nothing else. It's the same thing.
Okay. Right then. Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so yeah.